Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is Prophetess Valerie Burrell, excited, grateful, thankful to God for another opportunity to come before you all this week with another relevant kingdom message. We are so excited this week as Elder Benny Burrell continues to teach relevant kingdom messages, and tonight we're excited. The topic of his message is, it's time to live. Amen? He's looking at me. Amen. So we're going to pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, giving you glory, honor, and praise, thanking you, oh God, for this moment in time where we're coming together, oh God, over the airways, through the phone lines, oh God, face to face, giving you glory. Holy Governor, right now we acknowledge you as our chief teacher. We thank you, Holy Governor, for what you're going to speak through Elder Benny Burrell. We thank you, Holy Governor, right now for a move in his spirit. A move, oh God, even in this place where we dwell. God, will you will be glorified and lifted up, oh God, that we will receive keys on tonight that will enable us to live and not just exist. God, we thank you now for what you're about to do. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we count these things done now in Jesus' name, and we say amen. Now, we want to let you know, those who have called in, anytime you have a question or a comment, please press 1 and we can bring you live. For those who have questions, we're going to try to open up the chat room so that we're able to communicate with you there as well. Now, we want you to invite somebody to listen in. Share this link on your Facebook page, on your Twitter page, on Instagram, wherever you are on social media. Let somebody know that you're listening live to the Empowerment Place and you want them to also be empowered. Now, at this time, we're going to turn it over to Elder Benny.
Good evening, listeners. This week has been a very, very inspiring week for me because I have been able to sit back and analyze and assess some of the things that I've done, some of the things that I don't want to do again, and just be able to assess the situation. And as I pondered and, you know, the things that has been done, I started thinking how we do this a lot. Just putting ourselves in positions that we shouldn't be. And so I thought it's time to live. In the beginning, when we look at Genesis, it says, then the Lord formed man from dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. He did not breathe death, but life. And so we are in a position to live. And so as I thought about that, and thinking about the things that I've done throughout my life, it's almost like, you know, I wasn't really planning to live. And so we have to remember that if we're going to be operating using the kingdom principles that God has given us to use, then we need to be steadfast in doing exactly what he would have us to do. Again, in Genesis, as I mentioned, you know, it says that he breathed life, and man became a living creature. And those things are that touched me this week as I was looking at just some of my life plannings. I remember. And sometimes we can get stuck in places that we shouldn't be in, like getting stuck in a certain time frame. And in this day and time, we should be moving forward and looking at what plan God has for us. And sometimes we want to get ahead of him, and we end up seeing ourselves failing. So what I wanted to do this evening is just remind everyone that we can control the power. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we have been given life, but sometimes we speak death into our situations. And it could be, you know, anything. You know, on our jobs, you know, we're always, you know, well, some people are always complaining about, you know, they don't have this, they didn't get promoted. And started just speaking death into that promotional process and where we should be moving forward and doing what God has empowered us to do. So, as I looked at myself and I'm thinking, wow, you know, we prepare for retirement. That is a good thing. But sometimes when we're preparing for a retirement, we're not just preparing for a retirement. We're preparing for death, and we need to stop doing that and do the things that we need to do. We need to live, and it's time that we do that and stop speaking death into the situations that we have. The vision God had for us is to impact us. And so what we need to do is we need to start thinking like God. And if we don't think like God, then we're not going to get the godly, the manifestation of godly things. And so using the model that God has prepared for us, that's what we need to be really focusing on. Proverbs 18:20 says, "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruits of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips he shall be filled." So we need to be speaking things that give us increase, speaking things that give us life. And when we deviate from the plan of God, then we end up seeing that we're not following the model that he would have us to follow. And that really touched me this week as I study and, you know, speaking to people, even speaking to my wife. You know, sometimes she said, "Why did you say that?" We need to think about what we say. And even our thoughts can be a part of what we're speaking, because if we're thinking it, and we're not speaking it, then it is still a seed planted there for us to not do what God would have us to do. So, you know, just because we believe in God doesn't mean that we are doing the things that God would have us to do. So we have to synchronize our thinking with godly things. Our thoughts should be synchronized. That's what we have Holy Spirit for, is to synchronize our thoughts and do the things that God would have us to do. And so our beliefs should be the same as God. The instructions are, we have the instructions, and we should be able to deliver these things so that we can release it in the atmosphere and be able to move forward. And it is, God isn't the cause of the delays that we have. And I remember, I think, Apostle Julian Young saying this: God isn't the cause of the delays. It's something we don't know or something that we are not doing. We perish because we lack knowledge. And sometimes we perish because we have the knowledge and do not utilize the knowledge that we have. So very important that we can continue to focus on how we can get the kingdom of God to manifest in our lives. And that the only way to do that is to function in a way that God has asked us to do. You know, even when we go to the Old Testament and we even if we go back to the basics, the formation of creation of the earth itself, the heavens and the earth, we will see that he says, be fruitful and multiply. And are we being fruitful and are we multiplying? And not just multiplying in population, but multiplying in the things that we need. Being able to ensure that generations and things that inheritance, that we receive those inheritance and multiply those by just doing the things that we do. Just thinking of I know several families that nobody in their family had graduated from high school. And then you have one that graduates from high school. Then you have one that graduates from college. And they've changed the model. The model that they had seen, the model that they had seen members of their family, they changed the model because they changed their way of thinking. Their mindset changed to focus on not just the earthly things, but putting God in their life, understanding that they can do more, that they can duplicate, multiply the things that they have seen in their lives. And so we have to be careful, again, to make sure that we're speaking the things that we should be speaking that's going to take us to a different direction. And so that is one of the main things that I wanted to share, is that there's keys that have been given to us. And then when we get to the door, they'll have those keys with us. I can give anybody a set of keys to a car. I can give them a set of keys to a house. But are they going to take the keys and go and utilize them to open the doors so that they can enter those, be it a house, a car? Or if you get a key and you go to the wrong house, we have to follow the instructions that God has given us. In the kingdom, we know we have doors for us to, the doors of opportunity. We have to change our prayer language, our prayer system. So we have to be around people who can teach us those things that God has sent in our life. And I see that a lot where even my wife, people that we become spiritually involved with, sometimes they're just there for a season because either they need it, either God sent us there for them, or they've been sent for us. And sometimes that lasts only for a season. And sometimes people get mad about that because they're like, we thought that we were going to be lifelong buddies or spiritual leaders for them. But things change, and we have to move forward as God leads us to. So just being able to just understand the shift in the paradigm, and we have to shift as things shift. Everything's not going to stay the same. The kingdom is always open for transactions, and it's always open for change from one dimension to the other. As you grow, you know, we started off as a child, and now some of us are still children, but even in our minds, some people still have child minds. Okay, so I'm gonna pass this to my wife, and because I know she has something that she can share that will also give you a key that you need into moving forward in the kingdom.
Thanks, husband. It's time to live. It's time to live. As he shared that, I think about all the many times that we as a people, because we are impatient, because we are lacking focus, because we don't have the understanding of God's true intent for our lives, we find ourselves falling prey to whatever man would say concerning who we are and how we're to live. I want to let you know today that if you've been living a life just according to your emotions or just according to what someone else wants you to do, you may not be living at all. You may just be existing according to man's plan. But in the kingdom of God, God is wanting right now for us to come to a place of understanding and not just exist in a space, but to actually live. And you might say, well, prophetess, what's the difference? The difference is this: when you live, life has purpose. When you live, life is realizing and going through the process. When we live, we are able to follow the plan and be obedient to the instructions that we receive from the Holy Spirit. It's not going to always feel good. The trials and the tribulations are going to come. The Word of God tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver us out of them all. So when we say we are going to live, it means that I'm going to die to my flesh and that I'm going to acknowledge who God is in my life. And I'm going to allow him to be Lord and Savior of who I am. I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to me, to give me the insight that I need to govern my life when I live. And see, I found myself guilty to this same thing as my husband was sharing. For seasons in my life, I was existing. I wasn't fulfilling purpose. I wasn't even looking to understand what my purpose was in life. I was just going about doing as someone had asked me to do or instructed me to do. I was not giving thought to what God wanted me to do. To what it is, the solution that was placed inside of me, the answer that were placed inside of me, that as I tap into what it is that God has called me to, then I will exercise that. Romans 12:2 tells us, be not conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you're able to be tested and approve that which is the good. When we're existing, we're just doing something good. And one thing we recognize, too, that every good thing ain't a God thing. Sometimes the good thing is a part of existing, but not a part of living. Because generally the good thing is a comfortable thing. The good thing is the easy thing. The good thing doesn't take you out of your comfort zone. It makes you feel real sassy where you are. It's like, oh, I can do this with my eyes closed. Oh, so you can do that in the dark. Open your eyes, because it's time to live. It's time for you to recognize who you are and whose you are. And if you don't know that, guess what? We can help you with that too. No one has to leave the line tonight not knowing who they are, not understanding what it is that God wants from them in this season, not knowing that you have the ability to live and live life abundantly. That's why Jesus Christ came on the scene. That's why he went to the cross and died, that we would have life and have life more abundantly. He did a work for us. He gave of himself that we might be able to experience the fullness of life. So why now are we limiting ourselves? Why now are we allowing the cares of this world to stifle us from the greatness that awaits us? And it really does just take making some decisions, making some choices, reassessing the things that are before us, the things that we live on a daily basis, and ask the question, is this a part of my life or is this a part of my existence? Am I fulfilling the mandate that's on my life by doing this? Or am I fulfilling the task that man has given? I like my husband. It has been this week, he said, has been very impactful for us. a lot of revelation coming forward, even about how we engage with each other, making sure that our relationship is operating at its maximum capacity. I'm about doing it God's way. And I share with my husband even today about my understanding constantly being opened, about things constantly being revealed. And I sometimes will get quiet because I don't want to say the wrong thing. And so let me tell you, sometimes, like he said, life and death is in the power of the tongue. The word tells us that sometimes y'all talking too much. And then sometimes you're allowing yourself to receive the words from other people who really mean you no good. Sometimes you got to allow the Holy Spirit to put a filter on so that you can only hear what's for you. And what's not will get filtered out. Because sometimes the ones very closest to you will be the ones that try to kill you. Oh. Yeah, I said it. You'd be like, Valerie, why you say that? The people closest to me are not the ones. Honey, let me help you. They will. Because not everybody is going to want to celebrate your life. Not everybody is going to want to celebrate when they see you being successful in that thing that God has called you to. Not everybody will celebrate. Will celebrate that moment. When you're now experiencing the manifestation of the great that God has for you. That's just the truth. That's just the truth. That's just the truth. There is a blueprint for successful living within each of us that's packaged within the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of those who believe who Jesus is, that have received him. There is insight, there is power, there's understanding inside of you, waiting for you to tap in, waiting for you to tap in so that you can access the clarity that's needed to live. We have several callers on the line on tonight. We thank God for each one of you. If you have a question or a comment, I've got some anointed vessels on the line. Please press 1. We've got about 5 minutes left on the air. Share with me your thoughts about it's time to live. We all have a journey. We have all experienced moments in life where we probably question, is this all that life has to offer? Is this it? And we really knew the answer. The answer was no, this is not it. But then the question that should come back to you, what are you going to do differently to live? What are you going to do differently? The life that we live right now is in direct correlation to what we've done to get to that place. If you've not planned, if you've not pursued, if you've not educated yourself, if you've not done the things, if you've not been obedient to the instructions that you've gotten from the Holy Spirit, how then are you expecting something different from what you have? Do you feel like you're living? Are you living your life now? Do you feel like you're in a place where, God, I am in alignment. My life is in sync. Yes, I'm hitting some bumps in the road, but I'm understanding that those bumps in the road are to help me get realigned. Those bumps in the road, thank you, Holy Spirit, brought me back to when we talked about taking our spirit to the mechanic. That bump in the road was saying that there's some misalignment taking place, and I need you to go and sit down with Daddy. I need you to go and get some more instructions, because right now you hitting too many potholes because you're trying to put yourself in this, and I don't need you. I don't need your help. I got this. Can you just listen to me and allow me to show you what needs to be done? Even that detour that some of you are facing right now because you've been going good, and now all of a sudden something is happening different. It's okay. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Last four of your phone number is 8388, area code 215. You have a question or comment?
Yes, good evening. I just had a comment.
Good evening.
I see up on the, when you were announcing the upcoming broadcast, the question you asked was, what motto have you been living by and why?
Mm-hmm.
And the motto I've been living by is actually my life verse, which is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And that's the model that I've chosen to live by once God gave that to me. Because sometimes we just really don't know what to do, or we really don't know what his will is for us, and we do get a little impatient, but he kept telling me to lean not on my own understanding. And so my own understanding would be for things to happen at my timing. But I know that some of the things that I wanted or desired, had I gotten them at that time, I would have wasted it. I wouldn't have done with it what I should have. So that's just a model that I use or attempt to most days. And it has gotten me on track to where God wants me to be. I don't understand it all. But he said, lean not into my own understanding. So when we realize that his understanding is so much greater than ours, he loved us so much that he planned the life out before we were even born. So even though we don't understand it, we know that his way is the best.
Thank you, Pastor Tori Lynn. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that scripture to the forefront, because it is true. We can't lean to our own understanding. We have to acknowledge him and follow the path that he has set for us in order to live the life that he has for us. And I think that, like you, many of us, most of us, all of us, have at one time or another, some of us are still in that place where we are trying to make our own path, that we're trying to make our own plan, that we want things done like we want them, and anything outside of that presents a problem. And we are sad and mad and glad, and all kinds of emotions come from that.
All at the same time.
Yeah, all at the same time, all of that begins to surface. But I thank you so much. Thank you for being a part of our life, our ministry, and our journey. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, lady.
So we're down to the last 90 seconds of the broadcast on tonight. I'm going to turn this back over to Elder Benny. Thank you all so much for joining us this evening. I pray that this teaching has been a blessing to you as much as it has been for us.
And we thank you again. Holy Governor, we thank you for the teaching this evening. Hope that we have been able to just give someone a key to ensure that they are living, because it's time to live. Thank you, Holy Governor. As we move forward, we just can't thank you enough for, in the name of Jesus, for just allowing us to be able to come on the airwaves and just help someone be able to get themselves back on track. And Father, we know that when it's all said and done, you are the one that is the greatest teacher of all, to you for guidance forevermore. And we appreciate everything that we know that you do. And we thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Good night, listeners, and God bless.